This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba have unveiled a comprehensive decade-long roadmap aimed at deepening strategic, economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. The two leaders made the announcement after summit talks in Tokyo yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said during the 15th India-Japan annual summit, he and Prime Minister Ishiba reviewed the full range of bilateral ties between our nations and agreed to further strengthen the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership. In a joint press meet after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said that both countries have set a target of 10 trillion yen investment in India from Japan in the next 10 years.
अगले दशक के लिए एक रोड मैप बनाया है हमारे विजन के केंद्र में इन्वेस्टमेंट इनोवेशन इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी एनवायरमेंट टेक्नोलॉजी हेल्थ मोबिलिटी पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस एंड स्टेट प्रीफेक्चर पार्टनरशिप ये प्रमुख बातें हैं हमने अगले 10 वर्षों में जापान से भारत में 10 ट्रिलियन येन निवेश का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है
The Prime Minister affirmed India and Japan's commitment to a free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific while announcing that both countries have decided to further strengthen mutual cooperation in defense industry and innovation.
Bharat aur Japan, ek free, open, peaceful, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific ke prati puri tarah se pratibaddh hai. आतंकवाद और साइबर सिक्योरिटी को लेकर हमारी चिंताएं समान है डिफेंस और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी से हमारे साझे हित जुड़े हुए हैं हमने निर्णय किया है कि डिफेंस इंडस्ट्री और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में आपसी सहयोग को और सशक्त किया जाएगा
Mr. Modi also welcomed the agreement between the India Space Research Organization, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency for the Chandrayaan 5 mission under the Lunar Polar Exploration Program. Later, briefing media on PM Modi's Japan visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said the two countries have agreed to adopt a joint declaration on security cooperation, reinforcing a shared vision for a free, open, peaceful, and economically vibrant Indo-Pacific region grounded in the rule of law. India's real gross domestic product GDP is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. India has officially submitted its proposal to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games, marking a significant step in its ambition to bring the multi-sport event back to the country after two decades. The formal bid was submitted to the President of Commonwealth Sport, the Commonwealth Games Federation, Dr. Ronald Rukar, by a delegation with representation from the Commonwealth Games Association of India and the Government of Gujarat in London yesterday. The bid positions Ahmedabad as the host city for the centenary edition of the games. In badminton, men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty has stormed into the semi-final of World Championships in Paris, assuring India of a medal at the tournament. The world number 9 thrashed second seeds Aaron Shear and Sohui Yik of Malaysia 21-12, 21-19 in the quarterfinals. In football, India have clinched the 2025 SAF Under-17 Women's Championship title in a dominant fashion, overpowering Nepal 5-0 at the Chang Limithang Stadium in Thimphu yesterday. With this emphatic win, the Young Tigresses gained 15 points from 5 matches, securing an unassailable lead at the top of the table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.